Democrats pounce after Trump slams impeachment lynching, the president is a white supremacist. By Hannah Blow on October 22, 2019. Several Democrats, including a handful of 2020 candidates, lambasted President Trump for describing the Democrat-led impeachment effort as a political lynching, calling the president's words despicable and disgusting, and accusing him of being a white supremacist. Trump took to Twitter on Tuesday to slam the Democrat-led impeachment effort, calling on Republicans to remember what they are witnessing here, a lynching. So someday, if a Democrat becomes president and the Republicans win the House, even by a tiny margin, they can impeach the president, without due process or fairness or any legal rights. All Republicans must remember what they are witnessing here, a lynching, Trump wrote. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, echoed the president's sentiments, blasting the Democrat-led impeachment effort as joke, scam, and political lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley spoke to reporters and noted that the current impeachment process lacks due process. He added, "The president's not comparing what's happened to him to one of the country's darkest moments." The president's description of the partisan impeachment effort as a political lynching drew ire from Democrats across the board, including a handful of 2020 candidates. "Lynching is a reprehensible stain on this nation's history, as is this president," Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, wrote. "We'll never erase the pain and trauma of lynching, and to invoke that torture to whitewash your own corruption is disgraceful. The legacy of slavery, segregation, Jim Crow, and suppression is alive and well in every part of this country, including in the White House where the president is a white supremacist," Beto O'Rourke, D, assessed. "Impeachment is not lynching, it is part of our Constitution. Our country has a dark, shameful history with lynching, and to even think about making this comparison is abhorrent," Joe Biden, D, wrote. "It's despicable. It's beyond shameful to use the word lynching to describe being held accountable for your actions," Julian Castro, D, wrote. "Lynching is an act of terror used to uphold white supremacy," Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, wrote. "Try again. Lynching has a racist, dark past in our country's history and was used to terrorize African Americans. To compare congressional oversight to lynching is disgusting and shameful," Representative Tim Ryan, DO, tweeted. "Lynching is a horrific stain on our country's history, and it is beyond disgraceful for Donald Trump to invoke one to avoid being held accountable for his crimes," Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, wrote. The remark drew a reaction from more than just 2020 candidates. "Haven't even had coffee yet and the occupant of the WH, the bigoted man who called for the execution of the exonerated five, is tossing the word lynching around," far-left squad member Representative Ayanna Pressley wrote. "Lord, give me the strength to not take the bait but hold this man accountable for every single thing he says and does," Pressley continued. More. Notably, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, DNY, accused Republicans of running a lynch mob during Bill Clinton's impeachment process in 1998. "I am the president's defender in the sense that I haven't seen anything yet that would rise, in my opinion, to the level of impeachable offense," Nadler said at the time. "I wish we could get this over with quickly," he continued. "In pushing the process, in pushing the arguments of fairness and due process, the Republicans so far have been running a lynch mob," he added. Similarly, other notable Democrats, such as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, blasted Clinton's impeachment, with Pelosi accusing Republicans of being paralyzed with hatred and Waters assessing that the GOP was driven by hatred.